right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle Children. I panicked because you can't. I love the way you came in.
Yeah.
And I thought, how do you compliment that? And then I thought, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I let you get the end there.
Thank you for that. I do appreciate it. You look stunning. You're wearing tie-dye, which I just think is stunning on you.
Well, thank you so much. I do like a nice tie-dye moment, especially when I'm just sitting around, you know? I don't like to wear it out because I don't have a body for tie-dye.
Everyone has the body for tie-dye, A. B, tie-dye has taken over. Like, tie-dye, for some reason, has made a comeback in that we're all living in sweats. And I'm here for it.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, tie-dye, here's the thing. They had it at Walmart.
Ugh. I need Walmart. I saw that sweatshirt you got yesterday, and I'm literally like, I need a Walmart. Do you understand?
You do. You do need Walmart.
I know. Ugh.
Well, that... Listen, I don't want to jump directly into our first segment, but if we are...
We are.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
I love that for you.
And I need to... Listen, I know they're not a great corporation.
Yeah, right.
They've done a lot, whatever. Your bitch loves Walmart.
Yeah.
I walk up and down the aisle sometimes.
So what?
I say to my mom, hey, I'm running out.
Yeah.
And it's almost that I'm embarrassed to tell her I'm going to Walmart again.
Again, yeah. But...
Because I'll just go. Last night I went, I found a lavender and cedar candle.
Oh.
Okay. I found some undershirts I'd been looking for.
Amazing.
And I found a bright pink Golden Girls t-shirt that says Stay Golden on it. And only cost $4.
It hurts. It's so good.
I mean, I just love it. I love Walmart.
I love that. And that's all she wrote, honey. Because I love that. I need that. This is the thing about me. When in doubt, I'm going back to the 80s and the 90s. I want a perm. I want shoulder pads. I want sparkles out the wazoo. My parents are obsessed with the show... The Goldbergs.
Yeah.
And the only thing I watch, and I just watch the mom's wardrobe, and I'm like, I need that. I want that. She has a closet of sweaters, and I like literally was salivating.
We both have similar style in...
Yeah.
I feel like you're very 80s. I'm very 90s.
Yes. And,
like, I like the neon block colors.
Yes.
That kind of... My nails are neon as we sit here. Ugh. You know, it's just... I'm realizing I have more of a Midwestern style taste.
Yes.
I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in LA, and I was like, I got my nails done here upstate. The colors were just extraordinary. I mean, the options. And she's like, oh yeah, I feel like that's a thing outside of the city. And I was like, what do you mean? I thought the city would have everything. She's like, no, the city you go, they're like, we have nudes or we have black. What do you want? And I'm like, that's true.
That is true. You know me, I'm a black bitch with a little sparkle. That's what I do with my nails.
You do love a sparkle.
Well, as we all know, I have, some would say, a problem where I anxiously pick my fingers. So I have to go with a dark or a blue to offset the natural red my fingers are from ripping them apart. And so your girl loves a black nail with rainbow sparkles on the inside. And it's a disco ball every day on my fingers. And when my nails are done, I don't pick them as much. I haven't got my nails done in months. You understand that?
You should get them done.
I know.
How are things going
here
at your parents?
You know what? They're going well. I am drinking what I would define as watery iced coffee because my mom was like, put ice in when it's hot. And then I put more ice in and I was like, I'm just drinking watered coffee. But
oh, see, now I thought that was a Diet Coke.
Yeah, it looks gross. But you know what? That's the life that you live when you're living at home. And... how's it going? It's going. going gone, you know?
Are you getting ready to go?
Go back?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
I can't tell if you're spinning out or not right now.
Well, that's a great point. I don't know if I am, but I am thinking I'm spinning out about Winnie. I'm having a little trouble with Winnie. And then, I mean, I'm not in a rush to get back right now because it's like things aren't stable. I need things to be stable. I need coffee shops open and then I'll head back. But right now, my mom made a meal plan for the week and we're having meatloaf next week. And if you think I'm missing meatloaf, you're crazy. I love meatloaf.
You know, I'm famously lactose intolerant and but still fill my body with cheese and dairy most of the time.
As you know, I'm lactose intolerant as well. We do vegan cheese. And you know what? It feels just as bad and tastes just as good.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I haven't had real cheese in years. So to me, it feels like the real thing.
I didn't know that.
That I can't eat cheese. Yeah.
My mom makes just such a good lasagna. So on Sunday, she was like, I'm making a lasagna. And you know, I was so hungover. I thought I was going to die on Sunday. Ooh. I had about 74 bottles of wine on Saturday.
Yikes.
And I mean, plus, who knows?
Oh my. Who were you with?
I woke up Sunday and I said, Chris, you got to chill. Okay, honey. Yeah.
Wait, who were you with Saturday night? What were you doing?
I was just with one friend and we were talking about old music.
And
just the wine kept flowing. And so Sunday I was like, okay, that's fine. And then my mom said, I'm making lasagna. And I said, listen, my body's already destroyed and I'm just going to make it worse.
Yeah, let's wreck it. Wreck it.
Today's what? Oh, it's been a couple days since Sunday, and it's starting to bounce back.
You're recovering. I love that for you. You're recovering.
I haven't drank since Sunday, which...
Well, you know me. I'm
a couple glasses of wine a night, girl.
Yeah. See, I myself am very affected by alcohol. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I just like... I feel it the next day and I am in pain. Like I used to be a great drinker and then my body was like, bitch, you're crazy. So now I love to smoke because I feel fine the next day. And that's huge for me.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to be able to walk.
You just want to be able to walk?
I just want to be able to walk and not feel like everything in my body hurts. I want to be able to listen to people without wanting to choke them. I just want to be living a life, you know? I don't ask for much. But no. Alcohol will break me. You know what I'm loving right now?
What are you loving?
Here's the thing about me, Chris. If you think that I don't have maskne, which is acne under a mask, which really I think is just who I am, but let's call it maskne right now because I can blame it on something else, okay?
That's my son's name.
Yes. And also upper lip sweat. Almost like I'm living in a water park. I mean, my upper lip.
Yeah. I have people say to me, Chris, what's on your upper lip? I'm like, you know what's on my upper lip, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Okay? Who the fuck says that? I would murder them. Break them over my knee. How dare you?
Yeah. I'm like, you know what else I can do with this big body?
Yeah. Check
break you.
Break
you in half.
Yeah, break you in half. So I got, and I am this woman in the summer, and I'm never going to apologize. I am a woman who fans. Now, this is This is a new fan that I got, and it is thick, honey. Let me tell you. So it's portable, as you can see. And
I'm dying.
It is. I need to be a woman who literally fans herself in public. I'm in the 1800s, and I'm like, it's hot in here. Or when I walk somewhere, I just need to fan myself down because I've gone to restaurants and used the menu, and no one likes that woman.
Jesse, let me tell you something.
Okay,
I love that, and that is the end of the sentence.
Thank
because
you.
I think. Hand fans are very glamorous.
Yes, they really are.
A woman who fans,
yes,
is just a woman of class and wealth.
Yes.
A woman who, listen, I've been watching a lot of The Real Housewives of Potomac, and I know you're familiar with the area.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Because of where you're from. A woman who fans is a woman from the high society of Potomac.
Absolutely.
class, country club. I mean, I have fans that I don't use in public, but I do when I'm in drag or on a runway. You pop a runway at the end of a runway?
You pop
a fan at the end of a runway?
It's over.
What's better? Shablam.
Shablam, honey. That's the thing, because they say never let them see you sweat. And you know what? I live by that. So if I get that fan out, before they know it, they're like, she's not really sweating. And I say, you're damn right. You're damn right.
You know what I want to get? One of those fans you hang over your laptop.
Oh, an electric. And it just,
that blows on your face.
Yeah, well, that's a real dream. That is a dream and a half. That's a life that, that would be amazing. Especially if coffee shops are down and you can only work outside. It's like, all right, I'll bring a portable fan because there's no way I'm just sitting in the heat with no air moving around me. Okay.
But being the person who fans with the menu, I have been that bitch sitting at Applebee's.
Yes.
Waving myself down as I'm like, can I get a Coke? And that lots of ice. Okay.
They're like, have you looked at the menu? I'm like, no, and I need a thicker one, okay? More
bring
options.
Bring me two more.
Yeah.
And don't go too far away.
Please don't go too far. Bring a bucket of ice, if you could.
What else are you loving? What else am I loving?
What else are you loving?
I'm not doing much that I love.
Well, yeah.
Well, see, what did I do yesterday? You used to ask. I found, and I said this last week, that I'm still loving it. My 600-pound life, but I think I'm getting to a point of obsession.
Yeah.
And it's not good because I found this episode, right? I Googled best episodes of my 600-pound life. Yeah. Because I like the ones when there's dramatic changes.
Sure.
Very inspiring, you know?
Yes.
I watched one last night where the wife wants to lose weight, but because of her health, but she always was very pro fat bodies and stuff. Like she started this organization and she used to be like a Playboy bunny, if you will, of thick girls. Okay.
Wow.
She was a big girl. She was like 450 pounds by the time she was like 21.
Wow.
But men would pay all of this money to travel her to them and she would bring her friends and it was amazing. But then she met her husband and now she wants to lose the weight and the husband does not want her to.
Well, that's a tricky time.
And she's like, well, I have to because of my daughter. And he's like, if you lose weight, you'll be repulsive to me.
Okay. That's really some strong words. Repulsive?
So yes. And this poor woman, okay. And her best friend, who helps take care of her kid because she couldn't do a lot of things, recently lost like 400 pounds and looks amazing. And they're still thick as thieves.
Yeah, of course.
So she did have support. Okay?
Thank God.
And she had lost like 300 pounds by the end.
Oh, my God.
I Googled her. I know. I Googled her. She divorced the husband and is married to someone else and looks amazing and feels very happy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the guy that was a douchebag... Get this.
What?
British accent.
That's almost impossible. You almost never find someone who's rude with a British accent.
He picks her up from her gastric bypass and goes to the drive-thru.
Sabotage.
At Wendy's and is like, you sure you don't want anything?
Oh!
You sure you don't want a little bite? You want a chip? You want a chip?
Okay, that's direct sabotage.
It was incredibly rude.
Okay, so we literally hate him.
We hate him.
I want to know where he is. I want to find him and I want to skin him alive.
Well, he's divorced now.
Well, I mean, I'm not interested. I don't like that. I don't like that. You know, that's not for me.
Left for another man.
How freaking dare. How freaking dare. Should we do embarrassing story of the week?
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Yeah, let's do it. Do you have something prepared?
I'm wild and I'm crazy. I do. I actually thought of something this week.
Okay, tell me.
I was led back to a moment that I forgot about because I was talking to my parents about moments I had felt terrified. So picture this. I'm in... high school. I believe I'm a senior in high school. So I'm like a solid 17. I'm the skinniest I'll ever be in my life. I don't know that at the time.
Yeah.
But I wish I had. Okay. So I'm really skinny. I'm, you know, miserable, but that's who I am. So we go to Disney World with my choir because I'm in choir, obviously. President, thank you. And, you know, we're on this trip. We're having the time of our lives. We get to go to Disney World or Disneyland, whichever one is in California. And we go to go on the Tower of Terror. Oh, very wow. fun okay. ride. I had done it before. I had pictures from when I was younger. And actually, fun fact, I'm fearless when it comes to roller coasters. I mean, my mom used to joke because when we would go on roller coasters or anything upside down, I'd be able to find her in a crowd from upside down and wave at her directly.
And she would be like, I'm waving to your brother.
Yeah. And she'd also be like, hold on. But I was fearless. So roller coasters, all those things never scared me. I was like, I just have a stomach of you know, pure iron. And I just don't get scared upside down. I like love the feeling.
I'm surprised to hear that knowing you.
I know. Fearless.
I feel like you would be like, no.
I love
roller coasters. Absolutely not.
I love them. I love them. And I seem cool. So that's great. So we're getting ready to go on the Tower of Terror. And, you know, fun fact about me, though, something that I am absolutely petrified of is anything that jumps out at me. Like Halloween, I will skin a bitch alive if she does like a pop out. Like, no. Don't do that to me, okay? I don't like that. Even when I watch a scary movie and I can tell it's going to get scary, your girl puts it on mute. I'm like, no, you're not going to scare me with the music, okay? I'm muting you and I'll be scared when I want to be scared, okay? Because it's too much for me. I can't handle like a bah. I don't like that, okay? It shakes me to my freaking core.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for the Tower of Terror. And I don't know if you guys remember, but you go into this room and it's like the instruction room, but it's also like a backstory of the hotel where they try to scare you, where it's like, this was what the hotel was like. And then people started disappearing and now it's haunted. Okay. And first of all, hats off to the guy who works there because what a fun job. I really think I'd be great at it myself, if I may. Who's like, you know, a bellboy, but he's possessed. So he leads you in.
And Jesse's like, I like your costume.
I like your hat. It's cute. So he leads you in the room. But I said to my friend, I said, keep an eye on him, okay? Because I don't want any scary shit. I don't want him when the lights go out, which they always do. You got to know. So you're in the room and then, oh, the lights start flickering. Uh-oh, lights are out. The movie plays, lights come back on. Okay. But I have a spidey instinct and I say, Jesse, keep an eye on him because I'm not going to get scared. And I know this video, but I just don't want to, I don't like a pop out, Chris. Okay. I'm watching this video. I lose track of him. Now, this is what I think happened. I think he heard me and went, well, that's a perfect prey. Okay. The lights come on, Chris. I kid you not. He's practically centimeters away from literally kissing my cheek, okay? So I look at my friend and I look the other way and he's right there. And Chris, I think I gave him a heart attack. I screamed bloody murder, okay? I might have wet my pants a little. Like, and I also had a full-blown anxiety heart attack. Like, my friends were like, okay, but can we go on the ride? And I was like, like, I was in the line for Tower of Terror, pulled to the side because they were like, is this girl going to have a heart attack? I'm profusely crying because that's what my body does when it's been frightened, okay? I'm hyperventilating crying. I've lost my mind. I've scared this man. He might be fired for all I know. And I'm also like, burn him. Burn him at the stake. Like, I am so upset. And I've lost liquid all over my body. I'm sweating. I can't breathe. I'm crying buckets. I think I did pee my pants. I'm 17 years old. Okay. I'm with my peers, okay? And they're all like, what the hell? But I tell you what, Chris, it really was a moment that scared the shit out of me.
Apparently.
The living heck out of me. And I did not recover. I mean, I did not recover that
day.
The
guy was probably like, oh my God, she must just be a big for her age.
Which I've gotten that before and I'll get it again. So yeah, he thought I was just an overblown 10-year-old because of the way I acted. But also I really, that's how you get me. That's how you get me. If you pop out. I'll kill you.
So I was in college. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I was a junior in college and I was like, I just want to live in New York. I want to go into advertising.
Hell yeah.
Because that's what I had seen in the movies.
Sure, sure. Okay? Yeah.
And I have an uncle that works in advertising. He's has a very good job. Okay.
Okay.
And so he was like, got me these interviews, nepotism at its finest.
Absolutely.
For these advertising firms. And my mom was like, you have to wear a suit. This is New York. Like, you're going to have to wear a suit.
Okay? Yeah.
So I put on a suit. You get to New York. You realize most people do not wear suits.
Yeah, because you'll die.
Most offices in New York are yoga pants and flannels. Okay.
True.
It's not people wearing suits. But regardless, I am wearing a incredibly ill-fitting suit. In a very fancy New York office. I go to the first place for my interview and she's like, wait, how did you get this? And
oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh, my uncle. And she's like, oh, okay. So literally like just looked around, made conversation for 2 minutes and then was like, all right, you can go. And I was like, okay. Gonna get you fired,
yeah.
Bitch.
You don't know who my uncle is.
And then I was like, I gotta amp up this look. That was the problem there.
Yeah.
So I stop and I get a watch in Chinatown.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
God.
It was like one of the $15 watches on the street.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I get it on. I get on the elevator to the new place that I'm interviewing. Another big, beautiful office. The elevator doors open and I step out. And the watch just crumbles into about 17 pieces. Like when I tell you that it literally fell into every piece it was before it was a watch. And I'm just like now standing at reception desk holding what used to be a watch and is now looks like it literally hadn't even gotten into the assembly line.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sweating and I'm hot.
Do you have a trash can?
And I was like, dude, can I just, I'm going to talk shit this. Like going through, I'm like, is it worth the $15? I could probably put this back together if I had. And she was like, and like held me the trash can as I fixed my suit jacket that I'm pretty sure was my dad's. It like fit like 4 sizes too big. Needless to say, I never heard back anything from those interviews.
And I never
felt stupider.
Oh.
And you know what? Here we are. I regret nothing.
I hear that. When I was first interviewing in New York, I was like, Sex in the City. So I was walking around in heels, literally calling my mom between interviews, being like, I have to pull over. I'm bleeding out of my shoe. Like I was wearing new shoes and the back of the heel was like I was full on just spilling blood out of my shoes.
You know, it's crazy the lives we could have led.
I know. Oh yeah. And the lies we tell. I'd be like, it's so comfortable. No, thank you so much. I love these heels. These are actually so comfortable.
Yeah.
For me.
Jesse, should we get to our middle child of the week?
Chris? You would not believe it if I told you, okay, that we've got a middle child of the week that is going to really stun you. It's going to stun you. It's going to stun everyone.
Guys, it's time for
the middle child of the week.
Tell me.
Here I come. This is very exciting. I'm like, I'm amped for this, okay? The middle child of the week. Her name is Scarlett. This is her submission that her mother sent us, okay? Scarlett is my red hair, spunky, independent, wild child and has the personality to fit the color of it, okay?
Okay.
When she loves Chris, she loves hard. And when she's sad or mad, it's just as hard. And you know it. And that's a middle for you, you know?
Ugh. She feels...
She feels.
Feels hard.
Exactly. Her wisdom is beyond her years and has a way with keeping the grown-ups and her siblings in her life in check. You gotta keep them in check, Scarlett.
You gotta.
Her passions, you ask? For animals, okay, their well-being.
She cares.
She cares. Whether it's through her interaction with her two cats, I love a cat mom, you know I do, who she treats as humans, which I love, or making a home outside for two chipmunks who refuse to leave since she made a home and feeds them daily.
Oh my God.
Isn't that unbelievable? Let's see. Making sure I stop the car if she sees a turtle crossing the road. Or so that we can carry it to the other side because she's worried about it getting run over. And that's a middle. Cares about
that's
others.
That's a good worry, okay?
I know.
Turtles walking across the road. I've seen signs.
Oh, yeah. And they're slow, Chris. They're not quick. That's
notoriously.
The problem. Notoriously slow animals. You may also find her at her friend's farm helping care for the horses. Okay?
Oh, my God. Is this woman Dr. Doolittle?
This is Dr. Doolittle. This is Scarlett
this
Dr.
Is, this
Doolittle.
Is, Kiki Palmer and Dr. Doolittle, the daughter.
A hundo P. Her creativity, whether it's through her storytelling, drawing, painting, interpretive dancing.
What?
Yes, leave those around her smiling. As a middle child at her dad's and feeling excluded or forgotten about at time, she also uses the above to help communicate how it makes her feel.
Oh my God. She's That's smarter than both of us.
Truly. It took us years to understand what is this anger inside building. Let's see. This is the time she basically, okay, right now she's living at the swimming pool or riding a bike or, you know what, going on nature adventure walks, okay? Mm. Never a dull moment with this child. With Scarlett around, it keeps everyone on alert because when she's around, you know, she does everything in her power so that you know she's there. If that's not wow. a middle, tell me what is.
I don't know.
And last but certainly not least. Okay. Her obsession and love for Middle Child podcast, okay, is obvious. Not only do we listen to the weekly podcast on Apple, which has her requesting more. Guess what? She was surprised by subscribing on Patreon. She's a screw Marsha, Chris. Of course she is.
Oh my God. She's yes. the number one fan.
Yep, exactly. And even though the majority of what we say maybe goes over her head, please, this girl gets it. She also loves our Hallmark of the Week. Okay. And so, Chris, that's why Scarlett is our middle child of the week.
I think there was a video with that.
There was a video. Her mother first shared with me Scarlett singing the theme song, which I just about died, passed out, rolled over.
I mean, that is the most... I haven't smiled so wide since...
Birth.
2003?
Yeah, right.
When I got a deal on a Big Mac.
Hello. This is the thing.
I just love her.
I love her. And when I thought about this podcast and we talked about Middle Child of the Week, my dream is that it would be a 10-year-old somewhere who's listening, who's a middle, who feels forgotten. And Scarlett, let me tell you something, girl. You are not forgotten. First of all, you're a hero. You're creative beyond your years, okay? Beyond your years.
At 10 years old, what was I doing?
Twiddling my thumbs.
Nothing. Nothing. I was twiddling my thumbs, crying, trying to hide the fact that I was chubbing up, you know? I was
right.
not out there living my life.
No.
I'll tell you that. Listening to podcasts.
Podcasts, this girl. Also, she's like, okay, as a middle, I'm being a little forgotten. Guess who won't forget me? Chipmunks.
Oh, she said, I get it.
So I'm giving them a home.
Scarlett, when you're our age, you're going to be running the country.
I mean, this girl's taking over the whole thing. I mean, I hate to say it, but Scarlett, you might just be, you know, our number one fan. And honestly, we're your number one fan, okay?
Yeah, we are. Where do they live? Do we know?
I don't know where they live. Are we going to visit? Would love to.
Listen, if we ever go on tour, Scarlett will be our special guest wherever they live.
100%. We need her when we dance to that theme song, okay? We need her up there, out there, just jiving and grooving.
Scarlett, stay exactly who you are, okay?
Yes.
Don't let that world bog you down. You're right. Everyone else is wrong.
Yep, you're too special, and we're obsessed with you, and you're going to be a star. And that's how you submit. Let me tell you that to everyone who's listening. If you got a middle child of the week you want to submit, your mom did a killer job. Not only do I feel like I know you, I feel like I love you. And that's a treat.
Oof. Oof. Well, Jesse, let's get to the next segment.
Yes.
For Scarlett. It's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Okay, would you like to start?
Okay.
Okay.
I am. Times are tough. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when the rain would fall down, I would just knock on my window.
I hear you.
Okay. So I'm growing up. I'm in New Hampshire.
Wow.
I'm in a small town called Bazunga, New Hampshire. It's a small town.
Bazunga.
And everybody loves to be like, Bazunga.
Right. Yeah.
They mostly just know the namesake. Okay. And okay. So I am back living with my parents. Things didn't work out as planned.
Oy.
I tried to be an artist.
Oh, no.
And it didn't work. So I came back and now I'm a pharmacist.
No.
Tech. I'm a pharmacist tech. Okay.
Wow.
So I basically assist the pharmacist who's played by you. Okay.
What a dream.
What a dream. Okay. So okay. One day we're friendly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We went to high school together. You became a pharmacist. I left to be a star. Jesse and I also both are literally holding pill bottles. So we're friendly.
We're okay? Friendly, absolutely.
I always was like, I'm going to be a star. And you would be like, okay, well, I like science. I'm going to be a pharmacist.
Yeah, and I was like, if it doesn't work out, just remember, I always need a tech.
Yeah, and who knew? Here we are.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. The townspeople come in.
Yeah.
It's nice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there's something off this day. And I keep on saying, I'm like, something feels off. And
something's
you're like,
not
you're
right.
Such a hippy-dippy.
Oh.
I'm like, I just feel like something's wrong.
Right.
As I say it, we hear screaming.
No.
And I say, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Commotion erupts. Okay. In the pharmacy. We can't really see what's happening.
No. We're in the pharmacy.
That's when we see it. Okay. We see three face covered, fully covered men come. Okay. Wearing ski masks.
No.
They're holding firearms.
We're being robbed.
And I say, ruh-roh. I think we have a 9-6.
Oh my God.
Which is code for.
Not a 9-6.
Armed robbery.
Yeah.
And
better
you say,
buckle up.
What, are you kidding me? And you look up and you see the robber standing there, gun at my face. And I say, I think we have a problem. And they start yelling, give us the magic pill.
Oh, my God.
And I say, what the fuck is the magic pill? I don't know what the magic pill is. Viagra?
Are you talking about Adderall?
And they're like, no, huh? And I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
You should try it.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I want the magic pill. And I'm like, the limitless pill? And he's like, yes, I want the limitless pill. And I'm like, that's only in a movie. That's not a real thing.
What's the limitless pill?
You remember that movie with Bradley Cooper?
No.
It's basically like Adderall. He takes it and can just do everything.
Wow.
It's supposed to be that you only have like 1% of your brain function, but if you take this pill, then you have 100%, so you never sleep. He like takes over the world.
Wow.
And so this Looney Tune comes in and he wants the limitless pill and he says, we're not leaving here until there's a limitless pill inside of my body. And we see the police pull up. And that's when we realize we're being held hostage.
Oh, my God.
And for me, the Stockholm Syndrome sets in almost immediately. I say, do you have a beard under there? Because Jesse, he's tall. He's,
no.
He's like 6'2", 6'3".
God.
And he has a beard and I'm just like, he's cute.
He's
I can
cute.
See it through his eyes. I'm like, you are those green eyes?
That's so rare.
And he says, don't look in my eyes. But he says it in a way that says to me, look into my eyes. And he's like, come on, babe. And I'm like, what?
What?
And he's like, I'm like, is he talking to one of the other robbers?
Yeah, who's he talking to?
So I'm like, I need to know what's happening here, all right? You're freaking out, okay?
Yeah.
You don't have time for this.
No.
Because, Jesse, you went through a divorce recently.
Yes, of course
okay?
I did.
Okay, so that was hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
And you had just signed the papers.
Oy.
You're in a terrible custody battle.
No.
Of your daughter, Scarlett.
Scarlett, my amazing daughter.
Because you just want her, okay? And then that's when I'm like, oh my God, Jesse, that one robber kind of looks like your ex. And that's when he says, what? And you realize it's him. It's Nathan.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're like, Nathan, what are we doing here?
Nathan.
And he's like, I need to be able to provide for you and my family. And we're like, okay.
Aye.
So, and that's when they say, we'll stay here as long as it takes. Aye. There's police outside, news stations. We are fully in a Hallmark bottle movie.
Oh my God.
Where the whole, we're hostages.
It's okay? One location, baby.
And you know what? I'm already thinking like, I'm like, Jesse, where's the fucking Limitless pill? And you're like, Sebastian, we don't have one.
Yeah. What?
Stop flirting with him. That's my friend. That's my husband's friend. Okay.
Yeah. He's You've not met that- Greg.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's Greg. I had such a crush on him.
And who was he talking to when he said babe?
We still don't know.
Oh, we still don't know.
He was talking to, I like to think he was talking to me. Yeah. But it also could have been.
Right.
He was on Bluetooth. I don't know.
Could have been Bluetooth.
You know?
Yeah.
So you take over.
Okay, great. So I'm like, Nathan, A, I'm disappointed. Okay. B, what am I supposed to tell Scarlett? Because the cops are outside, you fool. How are you walking out of this? And he's like, just let me do this. You were always so controlling, which was something that we, you know, I never liked that about him because it was always my fault, you know?
Yeah, God forbid God he takes forbid. A little responsibility.
Exactly. So then we hear outside,
the cops are outside. What is it that you need to let everyone go freely?
And Nathan's like, God darn it. What am I supposed to do? The cops are outside. And you're like, I'll go talk to them. And I'm like, Sebastian, could you literally just be on our side here? And he's
like,
I'm
on whoever's side is kissing me.
Yeah. And then you're like, but I'll only do it if I go with Greg. And Greg's like, oh, so Greg holds a gun to your head and you're like, easy there, tiger. And he's like, but we have to. And you're like,
take
I'm
me out
kidding.
To dinner first.
Yeah, take me out to dinner first. So he takes you outside and he's like, I'll shoot. And you're like, what? Hey, guys, everything's fine in here. I don't know what the problem is. Just get on your way, okay?
What they can't see is he's rubbing my back also.
Yeah, he's rubbing your back. And the cop who, Chris, what if I told you the main cop outside, okay, is tall, dark, and handsome, okay? I'm talking 6'2", 6'3", if you can believe it. We look like little babies in a sea of tall men. So,
oh, my God.
I know. So the main cop is like, okay, let's not do anything crazy. Let's not do anything rash. Are you rubbing his back? And then you're like, I have back knee. So he's just
my love language is touch. My love
language is touch. So he's just that's how he steers me. What seems to be the problem, officer? And the officer's like, there's a gun to your head, sir. And you're like, oh, that literally NBD. What's your name, officer? And he's like, Officer Krutsky, Officer Krutsky.
And I'm like, what is that?
And he's like, Officer Krutsky. And then you're like the musical.
Can you spell that?
And he's like, Officer Krutsky, you've done it again. That boy don't need a pen. He needs a year in the pen. You're like, West Side Story? And he's like, yes, okay. My father, who we've all been cops, you know, officers through the year, and my father wrote that or was a part, it was based off of him. And you're like, listen,
wait, your West Side Story was based off of your father?
Officer Krushke was.
You must be wealthy.
And then you start flirting with him, and Greg's like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, okay. Jealousy is very becoming on you, Greg, and I like it. And so you're like, all right,
green looks good on you, bitch.
Looks good on you, bitch. And you're like, literally, this is just a very, you know, easy drug deal we're doing back here. Nothing to worry about. And Officer Krotsky's like, okay, but so you can't be doing a drug deal. And you're like, okay.
Well, who died and made you boss?
And Greg's like, we're going to go back inside, okay? And we won't kill them if you leave. And the officer's like, well, we can't leave because that's our job is literally to, we can't leave. And Greg's like, well, then, you know, back up. And so he's like, okay, why don't you go in and come back out in a little bit, okay? And everyone's like, let's just take some time, okay? Yeah.
And then I'm like, somebody demand fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm hungry.
So Greg's like, actually, can you go to, what do you want, Sebastian?
Popeyes.
Popeyes.
No, you know what? I want a KFC famous bowl.
Okay.
With mashed potatoes, corn, gravy. And I guess I'll do like a medium Diet Coke.
Okay. Could you go to KFC and get a large bucket?
Famous bowl.
Okay. Of chicken, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Corn.
And Diet Coke, okay? And
yeah, make it a large.
Make it a large, actually, Diet Coke, and get six of them, okay?
What is everyone else having?
Yeah. And the officer's like, we normally don't get food for people, and he's like, do it or I'll blow his brains out. And you're like,
and get a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
And actually, could you grab some wine while you're at it?
Sauvignon Blanc,
okay? And the officer's like, okay, I guess. Okay. So you go back inside. You're like, Greg, I'm obsessed with that order. Okay. And also, like, are we vibing? And Greg's like, he's sort of like the tall, silent type. You know what I mean?
I love a bitch.
You do. And so he's like, well, you know, you're hungry. And you're like, yes, I am. I'm starving for you.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The music is playing because we're in a pharmacy.
Exactly. We're in a pharmacy. And you're like, do you want to see my office?
And you yell and you say, my office.
Yeah. I'm like, my office, Sebastian. You're like, shut up, wench. Whatever, we share the office. come this way. So you and Greg go into the office, and when Greg said babe, he was referring to you. Greg's actually had a crush on you for a really long time, which he confesses to you in the office.
And
you're like, I did not know that, Greg. And he takes his mask off so you can bask in his dark hair and green eyes, and you shudder, and the two of you have a real moment, and you sat down in the rolling chair, and he turns you slowly to him and leans him for a kiss.
Oh my God.
It's a very passionate kiss, and he also does that thing.
As somebody that has had to go into offices at places like this for many years working, yeah, I've always dreamed of this moment.
Yes, and he does that thing also where he then puts his hands on the armrest, so you're like kind of trapped in a really loving way.
And his head is like over mine, yes. So it's like kind of like I'm like tucked under his chin.
Yes! So tiny. Oh my God. And then he ends it, there's a knock on the door because the food's here. And he's like, stay there, and then comes back to give you a forehead kiss. And you're like, in what world?
I'm like, if you weren't holding a gun to my head, I would be marrying you right now.
Yeah. So the KFC has arrived, and we're all hungry. Chris, take it from here.
So I'm like, what if I have an idea? And so I find a tablecloth that we sell. And I lay it out. I'm like, let's have a picnic.
Ah.
And you come, I'm like, get your own cloth. I'm
Oy.
Trying to talk to Greg, okay?
Right.
And so you're sitting on the counter eating your KFC famous bowl,
yeah.
having a sweet tea, and that's when Nathan, your ex,
mm-hmm.
tries to come up and talk to you again.
Ugh.
And he's like, this seat taken? And you're like, well, you have a gun to my head, so yeah, go ahead, have a seat,
Ugh.
Bitch.
Bitch.
And he's like, I miss that fire. And you're like, what are you doing here, Nathan?
Oi.
Robbing a pharmacy? Isn't this a little low even for you?
Wow, yeah.
And he said, I just need to find this pill because if I have it, I think I can be the husband that you wanted.
Wow.
And you say, wow. So another elaborate scheme from yeah. Nathan. And he says, how did you get so cold? And you said, my mom dumped me in an ice tank when I was born. Okay, how about that?
How about that for cold?
And he's like, I know your parents. That doesn't sound like them. And you're like, you're so fucking stupid. Okay, I was making a joke. But I can't. You cheated on me, Nathan.
Ooh.
And that's when we find that out. Okay.
Ooh.
And he says, it was a one-time thing.
It always is.
And you say, oh, was it? Was it?
Was
it? Do you text your one-time things?
Yeah.
And he says, I fucked up and I want to make it right. And you say, so you made it right by robbing me at gunpoint at my job?
Yeah, wait, what?
And that's when the third guy, Otis, who has been
Otis.
Quiet the whole time.
Totally.
Starts shooting at the ceiling.
What?
And says, enough fucking games. We're here for the limitless pill and the cash.
Oh my God.
And that's when we see Nathan and Greg get a little nervous because they didn't know Otis was such a wild card.
No one knew. Otis, okay. Shots fired.
Some might say it's similar to the Panic Room starring Jodie Foster and Forest Whitaker.
Are you kidding? Okay. What a movie.
There's one wild card.
Is that Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
Wow.
In her first movie ever as a child.
Amazing.
But we don't have a panic room. And I'm like, okay, this is getting a little too much. I think maybe we should call it quits. And
yeah. I also didn't know these were loaded. You had no idea the guns were loaded the whole time.
And neither did Greg.
Yeah.
And Greg is like, oh shit, mine's a toy.
Mine's
and Nathan is like, mine's quite literally rubber. What's going on? And that's when Otis shoots the ceiling again and says, get me the fucking money and pills.
Oh.
And so now we're like, okay, now we're in what we call a dangerous situation.
That's exactly what you call it.
I never would have playfully licked the guns had I known they were real. I was trying to do like a James Franco and yes. Spring Breakers kind of sexy thing.
Yes.
And I didn't realize.
Who knew?
And the cops outside, I thought this was part of an elaborate prank. And I was just.
Yeah. You thought
so
Greg
now I'm
was
a little
just...
nervous. Okay. I say, I don't think I can even eat my third KFC famous bowl.
What? You've lost your appetite.
And you say, well, I could eat something. And I'm like, don't you touch it. Put it in the fridge. I'm going to have it tomorrow. But Nathan's holding you in his arms, okay?
Okay.
And he says, I just want to let you know, if we die, how much I love you. And you say, if we die, it's your fault because you brought this maniac in here.
And what about Scarlett?
And what about Scarlett? And he says, she's a strong, independent woman. She'll be fine.
Well.
And you say, I know, that's not my concern. I just need to absorb her precious power.
Yes.
I'm not ready to go yet. Okay.
Right. She needs me.
And I say, what about me? I haven't seen the finale of American Idol yet. I don't know.
Wow.
Who's going to win?
Season one?
And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm watching from the beginning. I don't want any spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers.
And Greg pulls me into the office again.
Oh,
okay?
My God. Yeah.
And I'm like, Greg, I don't have time for your flirting. We're going to die.
Yeah.
And he says, and if we're going to die, I want to do this. And he plants the best... most sensuous kiss on me. He slowly grazed my breast with his hands. And I'm like, no, I'm Self-conscious about that. He says, self-conscious about what?
I love that. What a response. I love it.
And I'm like, ah.
And then you're like, never mind. Even I forget.
And then, And then Otis shoots Nathan in the leg.
What?
And he falls over and he says, do we mean business now? And you say, that's my fucking husband.
Yeah.
Okay. And you jump up and you go to attack Otis.
Hell yeah.
And I say, Vivian.
Yeah.
That's your name.
Okay.
Like, don't do that. That's stupid.
Okay.
And he says, listen to your fat friend. And I say, excuse me?
And what does Greg say?
Greg says, excuse me, but he shoots Greg in the leg too.
Oh my God.
So now we have two men down.
Oh.
They're fine, but they're down.
But they're
and we feel much less protected. And
yeah.
he says, yeah, why don't you know what he does, Jesse?
I'm scared. What?
Ariana Grande comes on.
Okay.
Because it's playing. He shoots the speaker and says, I hate that song.
So now we know he's a psychopath.
And so I say, enough's enough. We make eye contact, okay?
Okay.
I charge at him like a linebacker. Okay? I nail him in the legs. He flies over me like a deer getting hit by a car.
Wow.
And you stand with your fist out.
Yes.
And he hits your fist on the way down.
Yeah.
And you kick him.
Yep.
Okay. And then I jump on him with the tablecloth. He lands on the tablecloth I put out for the KFC picnic.
Wow.
I yell, Jesse or Vivian.
Yeah.
Tablecloth.
Right.
And you snap to because we have that bond
being
pharmacist and pharmacist techs.
Yeah.
You wrap him. I grab one of the jump ropes from aisle 3.
Yep.
And we wrap him up and we tie him.
Yep.
And we've got him, and he's yelling, and you whisper, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, in
yeah.
his ear.
Oof.
And we high five.
Okay? Yeah, we do.
And then I get down, I'm like, and there's no such thing as a limitless pill. But if what? You want my dealer's number, let me know, I get 10%. And then we and then we go, and the cops are still there. And then
right.
I'm like, okay, well, that's done. But then Greg and Nathan are like, that's not done. We were robbing the place, too. We'll get in trouble with him. Even though they got shot, but they did come in to rob.
They did come in originally to rob.
On the security cams.
Right.
But that's when you get a text from Scarlett. And it says, Mommy, this came for you. It's flowers. Nathan had sent you flowers. Your
Stop.
Favorite.
Oh my
daffodils.
God. Daffodils. I'm such a simple
woman.
1,000
daffodils.
1,000? This is a Gilmore Girls moment.
And you say, Nathan, you spent how much money on daffodils?
Yeah.
He's like, why do you think I have to rob the pharmacy?
Wow. He better be happy my favorite flower wasn't an orchid.
And he, I know.
Right?
And he is. He is. Because he knows his flowers.
Yeah, thank God.
And so he kisses you again on the forehead and says,
not the forehead.
I'll accept my punishment, and I hope you don't move on while I'm in jail. And Greg and I are just fully making out. And I'm like, and I'm like, if he's bleeding out, I'm like, let's direct that blood someplace else, shall we? And that's when you take off your lab coat, okay?
Okay.
You go over to where we keep the security cams.
Wow.
And you take a bat from the sports aisle and you just beat the shit out of it. And then you throw the bat next to Otis, who's still thriving on the ground. And you say, and you ruined our security tapes?
I'm framing him.
And you look at me and I'm like, wait, you just did that.
Right.
And you're like,
Sebastian,
do you not want? And I'm like, oh, I got it. Cool, cool, cool. I love secrets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you ruined our security tapes, you bitch. And I kick him in the face and you're like, okay, calm down. And that's when you see Scarlett standing outside with the police officers. She saw the commotion on the news.
Oh my God.
And so you say, so we're all in this together. And we say, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
And the police walk in and we say, it was us. Or no, we say it was him.
Yeah, we're like, it was Otis.
It was him. He shot both of our husbands.
Yeah.
In the leg. Oh. And do you want to take it home?
Yeah. And then they go, well, ma'am, it looks like your fingerprints are on the bat. And I'm like, fuck, why didn't I think of that? And I wink at Scarlett, and Scarlett winks right back. And I go, well, officer, I did that out of anger. And he goes, out of anger? And I say, yes, because the chipmunks ate through the wire of the security tape. And he goes, oh, and we look. And sure enough, because Scarlett has those chipmunks trained, they have eaten through the wire of the security camera. And he's like, wow, I didn't know that.
And the chipmunks squirm out of behind Scarlett.
Yeah.
Come running. And you say, see, there they are.
See.
And he says, oh, let me take care of them. And you and Scarlett at the same time go, no.
No. We.
It wasn't those ones. It was other ones.
It was other ones. Those are the ones that told us that happened. Let's focus on that guy. Okay. We wrapped him up literally in a bow for you. Okay. And it wasn't easy. And the officer is like, okay, so all four of you have the same story that it was him. And we're like, yep. And then Greg's like, I'm hungry. I didn't really eat any of that KFC. You sort of, you know, weren't sharing. You're like, well, I'm still hungry. And so he's like, well, why don't we get a bite and then maybe another bite? And you give me, I go, Sebastian, can you open? You're like, no, bitch. And you two walk off arm in arm. And
nice.
Nathan says, I want you two, me and Scarlett, to know that you're the most important women in my life and you're the strongest women in my life. And I will spend every day, every moment, every second making it up to you. And I say, well, good. You can start by making Scarlett's hotel for chipmunks. And Scarlett's like, yes. And he's like, well, if you look out back and we look at our house when we get back, which is obviously filled with a ton of flowers, and he's built a chipmunk hotel. And he says, I am happy to be the maitre d'. And he said, we will run this thing and it'll be great. And I say, okay, good. And what about the woman that you cheated on me with? And Scarlett winks and says, I took care of that. And it turns out she was murdered by chipmunks on the news.
Well, shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it. And you know what? She wasn't murdered. She was just really scared by chipmunks. And so she knows.
She left town.
Yeah. One wrong move and it's over for her. So me, Scarlett, and Nathan live happily ever after. And we renamed the store.
The Jump Rope.
The freaking Jump Rope. And it becomes.
'Cause it saved the day.
Yeah. And that's the story. And the movie is also called The Jump Rope.
Oh, wow. Stunning.
Stunning.
I love it. I've always wanted to be in a movie like that.
Me too. That's unbelievable. It's like an action movie. Obsessed.
Yeah, but with drama.
And love.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with Greg for you.
Oh my God, thank you. Me too.
I like love him.
I keep picturing the villains from Home Alone, but I'm still into it.
Oh, well, I'm picturing I don't know why I see him as a redhead. I said dark hair, but I did see him as a redhead, but I forgot if you like redheads.
Listen, I love any
head.
any hair color.
Any hair color.
You know, it's all about the vibe.
I love a redhead. Okay, so that's good to know. All right, so should we close it out with?
Okay, Jesse, you ready? This one
ready.
Is from someone named Core001. So
ooh.
I'm going to assume it's Courtney.
Yeah.
5 stars. Take him down is the...
Oh.
Is the... Yeah. Well, take me down to the hospital because I have died of laughter.
Oh.
Jesse and Chris, I am obsessed with your stories and your Hallmark movies.
Oh.
They make me full cackle. Also, you both have voices for Broadway.
Well, she says it.
Your original tune, Take 'Em Down, slaps. Obsessed. Love the podcast. Love what you do. Love you both. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you like a sister, a fellow middle.
Oh, obsessed. Take a
break.
We should do more musicals, and that's a real note for that.
We definitely should start doing more musicals.
You know what? We just had to know the audience liked it. And if the audience likes our voices, guess what?
Guess what?
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it, bitch.
You're going to get it, bitch.
Guys, Courtney is a middle child who also is a talent scout. Okay? She knows.
Yes.
She knows talent when she sees
she
it and hears
it.
Okay?
Yes.
She says, that's a voice. She's in a subway. And the subway sandwich maker is singing a song, and she says, "You're a talented person."
Yep.
And she makes their day. Okay. She gives compliments when they're needed, and yep. She, similar to a Taurus like myself, she only gives compliments when they're deserved.
Absolutely.
Okay? So you know that she's honest.
She's so honest. She's God.
In high school, she was a cheerleader and she was in chess club.
And that's such a rare combination, because to be a cheerleader, first of all, she's cool, but she was the nice cool that you were like, there's no way that cheerleader is that
exactly.
nice.
Exactly. You're like, I wish I could hate her, but I can't.
I can't
she's
hate
so
her.
Nice.
She's too nice. How, what am I supposed to do? And she beat your ass at chess. You were like, okay, damn. She can do a front flip and chess, which is pretty much a math equation the whole time. How
is
that
possible?
She's
smart. She's beautiful. She's funny. She's talented.
She's talented. She knows talent. She's, you know what? Love you like a sister. We got to bring that back. Because, girl, we love you like a sister. And damn, if it could just be the three middles, what a dream that would be, you know? Just us hanging out.
Oh, Courtney, you're a goddamn superstar. You're an icon.
Superstar, yes. And we love you to death.
And we love you to death, just like we love all of you to death.
Yes.
Okay? So, guys, if you need more middle children, okay, go to patreon.com/middlechildren.
Take them down.
You get... take them down! And you get many additional episodes, the whole nine yards, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what? Join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yes, a lot is happening there. I saw a discussion yesterday for the Hallmark movie of the month.
Yes, where we want you to tell us what you want to see in a Hallmark movie of the month. We want nominations for Middle Children of the Week. Okay?
Yes.
You tell us why, who deserves it, okay?
Yeah.
And also follow us on Instagram at Middle Children Podcast, but most importantly, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah,
right here on Apple.
Guys, we're at like 664 reviews. I want to get to 700 by the end of July.
If we get to 1,000 reviews,
what are we gonna do?
We're gonna do something. Okay, I haven't decided what it is yet, but we're gonna do something.
We're gonna.
I
do
also
something.
Famously said, if we get to 25,000 subscribers on Patreon, I will get a tattoo that says Hallmark movie.
That's pretty amazing.
In the font of Hallmark Channel.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And we're going to come up with what we're both going to do if we hit 1,000 reviews.
Yes, we will.
Because I love that.
Guys, so we will be here next week, same time. But if you want to hear us before then, go to the Patreon, baby. Remember, live every day like an older.
Love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.